Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. We want to thank you guys for joining us both on the radio side of our program as well as online. Have a great way for us to end the week today. And we talk about a lot of times on this program the power of music and the power of words, where today we're able to combine the two of those with our two guests. We're joined today by recording artist Ellen Johnson and jazz legend Sheila Jordan. They're both making their first appearance on our program to discuss not only their own amazing journey through music, but also the book that Ellen has written called Jazz Child, A Portrait of Sheila Jordan. We're going to talk to both Ellen and Sheila not only about the journey of sharing this story with the world, but also what it's been like for her to really show the impact that music has had on others as well as her own life as well. Ellen, Sheila, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi.
Ladies, this is really a pleasure to be able to have the two of you on with us. I really appreciate this opportunity. And Ellen, I should say, we really should be thanking you for writing this book, Jazz Child, A Portrait of Sheila Jordan. What has it been like for you, Ellen, to not only to have this book available for the world to read, but to know that you are sharing not only a part of history, but also an important part of life today?
Well, for me, it's a dream come true because, as Sheila well knows, this was sort of I wasn't expecting to do this. It was I wanted her story to be told, and I was expecting someone else to write it, and that wasn't happening, so I just sort of flippantly said, well, I'll write it, and it just turned into that, and I'm so glad because I really do think that Sheila's story is an important one, and it's important for the people to understand about not only jazz music and the history of jazz music, but what people have gone through in the past, and especially Sheila being a woman in that industry. There's just so many facets of her life that are important for many people to hear about.
Exactly. I totally agree. And Sheila, what is it like for you to not only have shared your story with Ellen, but to look back on your life and to look at the person that you have become, the woman that you are, and the people that you've been able to inspire?
Well, I'm very grateful. I never expected any of this and never, hoped for it. And I'm just very grateful and quite shocked, to tell you the truth.
Well, Sheila, is one of the reasons why you're shocked because, and this is what I took away from the book, and I think it's because of the way that Ellen wrote it and being able to kind of take us into the flashbacks of your life, is part of the reason why you're shocked is because for you, you were just doing what felt right for you.
That's correct. And, to have somebody like Ellen who I became so close with, and she did such a fantastic job, and she devoted so much time and energy and love to this project. I mean, it's incredible. I don't believe any of this yet. I'm still pinching myself.
Well, Ellen, you did something that a lot of people I found are courageous enough to do, and that is, well, if this isn't being done, I'm going to do it. It's ironically, what you chronicle with Sheila's journey is a lot how she lived her life. Well, if no one else is going to do this, I'm going to be able, to do it. Where did that come from for you, though, Ellen? I mean, who inspired you to be that courageous, to be that bold?
Well, I don't know, but that's an interesting point because I think that's why I feel a closeness with Sheila, is that there are a lot of things about her that really resonate with me, this idea of being taking on things. I don't know why I did that. Sometimes I just say, well, I'm going to do this, and I guess if I thought about it too much, I probably wouldn't do it. So I guess I don't think very much.
Yeah. Well, Sheila, we're able to find out more about you. And as I was telling you guys before we went live here, and you have to excuse me, that's just a phrase I picked up. I should say you ladies. Well, I was telling you before we went live here that I did not know a lot of your backstory, Sheila, but I'm so appreciative for this book because I was able to learn more about who you were past being just an artist. I love the fact Ellen wrote something in this book, and I think it really sums up who you are very well. Sheila, I want to share it with our listeners here, and then, of course, be able to get your take on it. It's on page 87 for those who have the book. It's in the chapter, Better Than Anything. And this is what Ellen wrote about you. Where other singers had soul, Sheila Jordan has heart. At 81, she is not a pyrotechnician like, say, fellow octogenarian Cleo Lane. Her singing is not so much an exuberant celebration of technique as an extremely musical direction communication from her heart to yours. Visibly exhausted between songs, more tired than I have ever seen her, she just coming to the end of a long international tour, she miraculously rallied for the duration of each, making you hear everything as if for the first time, really noticing, no understanding the lyrics. You know, what is it like for you to kind of realize that people get it with you, Sheila, that they realize that you really do bring your heart to this each and every day?
It's quite surprising, and again, you know, I have to keep using the word grateful because I don't expect it. You know, I just do what I love to do, and when people accept it the way they do, I'm overwhelmed. I go, whoa, I must be doing something right, but I don't really think too much about it. It's just, to me, gives me so much feeling of love and joy that maybe that's why I'm still around and going to be 86 in another month. I mean,
Wow. It's,
you know, I've been, in other words, people accept what I'm doing and I'm able to keep doing what I do. And Therefore, being able to do what I love to do has kept me alive, so to speak.
Yes.
I just wanted to interject that what you just read a minute ago was actually taken from the London Jazz News that Tessa Suter wrote about Sheila Jordan when she was touring with Kurt Elling's Four Brothers and a Mother.
Right.
Tour. So I just wanted to give her a credit for that little piece.
I appreciate that, Ellen. Thank you for that. And I should say the other thing that was written in that, you know, back in 2009, I think is so true today. And as what Sheila was just saying, you know, that here she is now, you know, being, you know, the person that she is. You actually said in that conversation back in 2009, Sheila, this, never give up on your dream. And I think that is the other great thing that you have never done, in spite of the challenges, in spite of what people told you or what they tried to make you conform to, you never gave up. And now here you are inspiring people like Ellen, inspiring them in such a way that when Ellen, you know, the thing that I was able to learn about you, Ellen, was on your album, of course, These Days, we find this out in the book, you have the bonus track, Little Messenger, for Sheila Jordan. What was it like for you to kind of not only be able to do this tribute for Sheila, but then, of course, for her to be able to hear it?
Well, you have to understand that when I first met Sheila Jordan, it was not in person. It was on a recording. And I loved bass and voice duet. I hadn't heard anybody do that. And a bass player, of course, Sheila, turned me on to her music. And I was just overwhelmed with amazement of what this lady was doing I'd never met. So my relationship with her started many, many years ago before I even met her. And it, to me, being able to sing or do anything in the studio with her or on stage or anything is a dream come true for me too, because this is somebody who was my mentor, who was somebody who inspired me, who understood what the feelings I was having about music that no one else had. And so it was a big deal for me, you know. It still is, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I should say this, you talk about in the book, in that same chapter that I referenced earlier, Better Than Anything, about what it was like for you to have Sheila join you at your CD release event. Can you kind of take us into that, what it was like for you to be in her presence, and then, of course, to be able, of course, to sing this duet, The Crossing, together?
Well, I think because The Crossing was written by Sheila, and because of its significance in it being about recovery from addiction, the beauty of the words, the beauty of the melody, to share that with her. I think for me, because I think it's, and I'm just speaking for Sheila here, and I, you know, she can correct me on this, but I think it's she was sending a message to people about hope, and to have that opportunity to share that with her, because I think what the thing about Sheila that I think everybody connects to is this tremendous spirit and heart that this woman has. And I'm telling you, when you see her live in performance, not to embarrass you, Sheila, but everybody can feel it in the room. It's just a very powerful situation. So to be in someone's presence and share that moment was, you know, I'll never forget it. It's a very special moment for me. And then to do it with one of her songs, and then to be able to get to record it together, wow, that was just amazing.
Sheila, what was that moment like for you to know that you had impacted Ellen the way that you had, and then to be able, of course, to do this duet, The Crossing, with her?
Well, you know, to me it was like, oh, everything's all right. You know, this beautiful woman, beautiful singer, wants me to record on her CD, and I was like very thrilled and honored to do that. I mean, it just, if you know that you've reached somebody, it's quite, you know, it's quite thrilling. For me, it's anyway, it's always thrilling. I'm always thrilled at any of the students that I teach that write me or, you know, have sent me letters. I'm always like, you know, like surprised and yet very grateful for all that. Again, I have to keep using the word grateful, but with Ellen, it was, you know, it was almost like I feel that I've known Ellen all her life. That's how close I feel with her. So when she says when we met, I thought it was way before that, because I just have the feeling that I have known Ellen forever. You know what I mean? And it's been such a joy and to go into the studio and for her to know why I wrote The Crossing. She
right.
knew everything about it. So it was a real joy for me and a real honor.
But I just want to say that, you know, that's the thing about Sheila, that she inspires young people and older people all over the world. I mean, this is the other thing about her, and tirelessly. I mean, you know, I don't know that I could do what she does, but she goes and teaches people and sings for people and carries this message of the music with her relentlessly. And I can't tell you how many people that she's inspired and just even gotten people turned on to jazz just by being around her. So, I mean, it's amazing what she does.
Yeah, I totally agree. The I was just going to say the Los Angeles Times review about your event, Ellen, said this about the duet. This engaging evening concluded with a stunning duet between the two singers and Jordan's The Crossing, a deeply personal revelation from one who has made the journey of what it really means to be a jazz singer. Do you think, Sheila, that jazz is not just what you sing, but it really is who you are?
It's who I am. It's like a, you know, it's like part of my being. I've known that ever since I was a little kid, as a singer in general. I mean, I didn't know what kind of music I wanted to sing, but I've been singing ever since I was a little kid, because singing always helped me through my childhood. I was very unhappy, and, you know, like a lot of people, it wasn't a great childhood, but wasn't I lucky to be able to find music to ease the pain of that that growing up. And so it's become really a part of who I am and what I am. It's, you know, I have to sing, you know, it's like I have to eat or I have to go to sleep, or, you know, it's really a part of my being that's become so much an extension of who I am and what I feel. And I just, you know, I'm just joyful and, again, grateful that I was given this gift to be able to go out and sing for people and teach them, teach the young people and older people, too. It's been wonderful. Wow, I feel so blessed. I really am blessed.
You really are. And you have been a blessing to so many others. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side of our program or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm really excited to welcome jazz legend Sheila Jordan to our program today, as well as recording artist and author Ellen Johnson. We're talking to them about the new book, Jazz Child, A Portrait of Sheila Jordan, that Ellen has written. It's an amazing work. We've been talking also about the duet between the two of them, of The Crossing. You can find that actually on Ellen's album, These Days. It's available right now on Amazon.com. You can get the single for only 99 cents on Amazon. For those who have not had the honor of hearing it, here is The Crossing with Sheila Jordan and Ellen Johnson. We'll be back with our final moments with the ladies right after this.
There are moments in your lifetime when the whole world seems insane. If you search beyond the madness, there is peace of mine to gain, where there is no time or season, and there is no fear or strain. Take your troubles to the cross. It's where joy outweighs the pain. Oh, the crossing. Oh, the crossing. It's been known by many names. Some have found it religion, putting faith in God each day. When your world seems lost and shattered, and your dreams have gone astray, never seek out self-destruction. There's a crossing that can help you find your way. Oh, the crossing.
Oh, the crossing.
Oh, the crossing.
Mm, the crossing.
What a blessing it can be.
What a blessing
when you're feeling down and lonely. There's an answer, there's a key. And for those of you who wonder just what the crossing means to me, it's a love I have when I'm singing for you. Oh, the spirit of this music sets me.
That was The Crossing with Ellen Johnson and Sheila Jordan right here on Conversations Live. It's from Ellen's project These Days. As I said, it's available right now on Amazon.com. You guys can get that single for only 99 cents as well as the entire album. Sheila, what about that part of this, of the what's happened with music? That now, of course, as people are listening to that song, they can literally go to their computer and within 30 seconds own the music. What has that been like for you to see the way that people get music has changed over the years?
It's wonderful. You know, I actually, The Crossing, I sing it after every concert. It's my encore. And, you know, and it was wonderful to record it with Alan and I don't know. I'm just thrilled that that it's out there. You know, I'm not one to listen to myself too much. So I have to be very honest with you. That's the first I've heard it since we recorded.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. And it's on my show. That makes me feel so good.
Yeah, well, you know, I never listen to myself. You know, I've done a few recordings, but I never listen to myself. So that's the first I've heard The Crossing, except I do it just on every concert that I do.
Wow. Amazing. Ellen, what about for you? I mean, your music, of course, as I said, you know, people can now, I was able to one-click it on Amazon.com, one of our partners here, I mean, and be able to enjoy the entire album, of course, not only, of course, the Crossing that I referenced earlier, but also, you know, the bonus track that's there, Little Messenger for Sheila. What has it been like for you to see the way that music and books now are available literally with a few clicks?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not quite as old as Sheila, but I grew up with vinyl recordings like Sheila, and we went from vinyl to tape to, and now it's just like instant, you know, on your telephone. It's an amazing world. The thing that I hope doesn't get lost is the heart and the soul of the music. It's great to have all the technology, but you don't want to lose that part because that's what the music's about. And I think that's, you know, I think that's why there's people like Sheila Jordan to send this message that it's still about the heart and the soul of the music. So,
right, exactly. Matthew Ball, as it's referenced in Ellen's book, Jazz Child, back in 2000 in All About Jazz, said about you, Sheila, that you are the most creative, intelligent, and original singer that jazz has ever produced. Is that what you think will be your legacy, that you not only sing, but you live the words that come out of your mouth?
Yeah, that's true, but that's a pretty strong statement. Are you sure he meant me? I hope so. You know, I just hope that the music continues on, and I'm sure it will. You know, that's my only reason for doing this music is what I have to feel, what I have to say, what I have to teach, and just to keep the music alive. That's why I refer to myself as a messenger of the music. And I'm not a diva, and I never want to be, and I never was, you know. So it's just,
right.
As long as I can live one day at a time through inspiration from others and through this music, I'll have lived a very, very happy life. I'm very grateful, again, as I said earlier many times, I'm grateful for what's happened to me, especially in my later years.
Yeah, I can imagine it has to be a great feeling. Ellen, what about for you? I mean, did you find yourself, as you were writing this book, pulling together all of this information about Sheila, did you find yourself thinking about what your own legacy would be?
No, but I would say this, that if anybody has heard Sheila's music, I hope this is an opportunity for them to get turned, a light turns on, and they go hear this, because she is a walking history of jazz in what she does, and it's authentic and it's real. And the one thing I will say is that I want to thank you, Cyrus, for that beautiful review you put on Amazon, because to me you caught the essence of what this book is about. Even though it's all, you know, there's, you know, it's about music and jazz, but it's about the life of a woman who struggled to make these things happen. And this is everybody can relate to this book. And I tried to make it readable in that way. As far as my legacy, I don't even think about that. I try not to think about that. I don't even want to think about it. I don't even know what that means anymore. But I don't think about that. I just think about one foot in front of the other, in all honesty. And I'm so fortunate to have had the opportunity to be around people like Sheila and other people of that same caliber who have touched my life, and I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for the opportunity that she gave me to write her book. She thanks me, but I thank her for this opportunity because, you know, she entrusted me with her life story, and I hope is that she was happy with it and I did it justice, and people enjoy the story, and it turns them on to her music and to jazz, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. I think you've accomplished that. That is a mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Ellen, I do want to say this. For our friends that are joining us online, the great thing about is, and Ellen just mentioned it, about the world we live in today, albums by Sheila Jordan are available right now on Amazon.com. You guys can get Portrait of Sheila. You can get From the Heart, Yesterday's, Believe in Jazz. All of those are available, including Jazz Child and even the album Sheila, are all available on Amazon.com. You guys can go there, one click, and be able to buy the individual singles, as well as to be able to buy the albums as well. You know, there were actually already a couple of dozen reviews of your albums just on Amazon alone, Sheila, which really shows that people are using the internet to be able to find you there as well. So I definitely mirror what Ellen says. I hope this book does encourage people to want to find out more information about the music that has been your life and let that speak to them the way that I know it will. Again, everyone, Ellen Johnson have been our guests, as well as jazz legend Sheila Jordan. We've been talking to them not only about their own individual loves of music, but also about the book that Ellen has been able to deliver to the world, Jazz Child, A Portrait of Sheila Jordan. And Ellen, Sheila, it definitely has been great speaking with the two of you.
Oh, Cyrus, thank you so much, and thank you for the beautiful review of the book. And I hope I get to meet you one day.
I was just going to say, I hope the same thing. And Ellen, the same with you. I feel like Ellen and I are old friends now. We've been connecting on Twitter.
Uh-huh. I know. We've been tweeting together. We're like Twitter birds together.
Right, exactly. Well, it goes
without
saying.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Hey, look, you're more than welcome. You know, it goes without saying. You're welcome back here anytime.
And the struggle was well worth it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for that. I definitely appreciate that and hope you all will come back. We also want to thank our listeners for joining us here, both on the radio side as well as online. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Ellen and Sheila, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you guys can go back and catch the replay completely for free. The link is already posted on our Facebook and Twitter pages. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb and also twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. I want to thank our great friend Gail Leander Wright for setting up this conversation today. Gail, I really owe you one. It was a fascinating conversation with both Ellen and Sheila. Definitely loved the book, loved the conversation with them, and I love the music too. And thanks to Amazon, all of you can enjoy the music, not only by Ellen Johnson from her project These Days, but also from Sheila Jordan as well. So make sure you guys head over to Amazon. Just type in Sheila Jordan. You'll see all the albums there. Make sure you guys enjoy them. Share them with your friends. And let other people know about this beautiful soul that we have right here on our earth. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.